common at dad's point of view. That's right, B-Sal, he knows what's cool. He's now got his own radio show and a Twitter too. Hashtag dadcheck, check that bit out, fool. Instagram.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. And thank you, Arnie Salen, for that rap song that my son made for me for this past Father's Day. We have a special guest, Drew Izzo from Athlete.com, and he is quite an amazing guy. I've actually met this guy in person. I've actually skied with this guy, and he wore me out, and I'm a pretty good skier. Drew started and sold a business in his early 20s. He went into the corporate career as a marketer for the next 15 years. Most notably, he helped double Ancestry.com's revenues from 100 to 200 million in just 3 years as the head of marketing. Now as the chief executive for Athlete.com, he is happily building a business that not only helps people get healthy, but does so for great charitable causes. For me, that's a win-win. Drew is a former semi-pro bike racer, an Ironman triathlete, and an adventure runner who just completed the hardest marathon in the world on the Inca Trail to Machu Picchu, Peru, finishing fourth overall. Now, why is that the hardest trail? Because it's way up in the air, and it ain't easy at 14,000 feet, or Drew will correct me about the right altitude. Drew presently lives in Park City with his wife and two kids. He and his family also host Winter Venetki as she trains for the 2018 Olympics for aerial skiing. Welcome to the show, Drew.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Bruce.
So how high is Machu Picchu?
So Machu Picchu is actually, I think it's around 8,500 to 9,000 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
The Inca Trail that you run to get there goes over three 13,000-foot passes. One of them is called Dead Woman's Pass, and it goes to 13,800.
Oh, so I wasn't off. I hit 14,000. That was a good guess.
Just wow. About, yep.
So just out of curiosity, how long did it take you to complete that marathon?
So most marathons, you know, take people around, I don't know, an average must be around four and a half hours.
Mm-hmm.
This marathon took me about double my normal time. It took 9 hours and 18 minutes.
Wow. And how much time did you spend there getting acclimated?
We were in Cusco, Peru, which is about 11,500 feet, for about a week before going to the start of the marathon, which was a train ride to a hike to get to the start. And then we had to get up at 2 in the morning to start the race at 3 in the morning.
Okay.
And it was cold,
wow,
dark, and rainy.
That's amazing. Okay. And my wife calls me crazy. So tell us a little bit about Athlete.com, and then I really want to get into the special campaign you're doing with Winter, and tell us a little bit more about Winter. So first, go to Athlete.com.
Sure. So Athlete.com was originally a social platform for runners. That's quite a crowded space. So we've pivoted, as they say in the startup world, and we now have built an activity-based fundraising platform so that any charity anywhere can create an event in just a few minutes, and then people can participate from anywhere in the world to raise money for a cause near and dear to their heart.
Wow. Sounds too good to be true. But I've seen the site. I've registered for the event that we're going to talk about next, and it really is that easy. So not too shabby that you gobbled up the name Athlete.com. when did that happen? Or has that been in your hip pocket for a long time?
You know, the company's been around for a couple of years. It was founded by a gentleman named Zach Stout out in the Bay Area of California. And he loves to look for domains at auction and just pick up some cool ones. Well, this one, you know, as you can imagine, it probably wasn't cheap. It was in the six-figure range, well into it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But he picked it up a couple of years ago and then started to tinker away building a social platform for runners. I joined the company in January of this year as the chief executive and looked at the market and saw a huge opportunity to create these running events. There's literally billions of dollars raised for charity every year via physical running events.
You told me those statistics, so share them with our audience, because I was bowled away when you told me the statistics of how many races or how much money is raised on these and how much of that money is often wasted.
Yeah, sure. So first off, it's a very, very large market. Foundations in the U.S. generate $1.59 trillion in sales every year, or revenue every year.
Wait, foundations of all kinds?
Foundations of all kinds, 501c3s, generate $1.59 trillion every
year. And how much of that is in the running space, or the marathon, or 10K, 5K space?
So I don't. That's a hard number to get to. But what I can tell you is the top 30 run, walk, or wheel events. So this is run or cycle or hike or walkathon. The top 30 events in 2012 raised $1.68 billion, which is a lot of money, and that all goes to a good cause, less event management costs.
And what turns out that, what is the percentage there?
Yeah, it turns out that it's pretty expensive to run these physical events, which is why we have such an opportunity with athlete.com. The average cost to run a physical event out of those 30 is 50 cents on the dollar raised goes to running the event.
And the average cost on your site?
It's about 10%.
Oh, slight difference. Slight difference.
Slight. Yeah, 5X.
Yeah, wow. Wow. Well, good for you, because you're combining the best things that I like about work, which is something you're passionate about and doing some good in the world. So I really appreciate what you're doing. Now, speaking of doing something good, talk about Winter and her campaign and what she's about. We've got about 5, 6, 7 minutes left, so be fast and concise.
Sure. So I met Winter a couple of years ago. We got connected from some odd angle, but she actually now lives with my family and I in Park City, Utah.
And she's how old?
Daughter.
She's how old?
She's 14 years old.
Okay.
And Winter has a very interesting story. She lost her dad to prostate cancer when she was 9, formed a foundation called TeamWinter.org to raise money and awareness for prostate cancer. And she's gone on to raise over $400,000 to fight the cause.
Well, prostate cancer is not very common, is it?
We'll tell you about that. The event we created for TeamWinter.org on athlete.com is called Team Winter S1X. Or Team Winter 6, and it's to raise money and awareness, raise awareness for the 1 in 6 men that get prostate cancer in their lifetimes. So that's a pretty alarming stat, that if you sit around a table with 5 other guys, Bruce,
one of us is likely to be, right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My father died of prostate cancer. He was 90, so when he was diagnosed with it, they told him he will, it's a slow growing cancer in many cases. They said that he'll probably die of something else because he was like in his 80s when he got it. In fact, he did die of prostate cancer, but he was 90. The problem, of course, is when it hits a young man like Winter's father and when it's a more virulent version of it, which I gather he suffered from.
Correct. Michael, Winter's father, died at 40. He was diagnosed at 40 and passed away 10 months later. It was a very rare and aggressive form of prostate cancer. So that was incredibly tragic. But it is a disease that affects many men, your father, my grandfather included.
So get to the campaign, please, because I want people to know what they can do to help, how they can participate, and a little bit about Winter's marathon activities as well, please.
Sure. So The campaign is to raise money for TeamWinter.org to benefit the Prostate Cancer Foundation to further research on the disease. You can join the campaign by visiting athlete.com/S1X, or just simply go to athlete.com and scroll down to the bottom of the page and you'll see the event. You can register for the event and commit to run a certain number of miles, invite friends and family to sponsor those miles and raise money for the foundation while getting yourself back in shape or staying active.
How much is that registration?
So registration is $45.
And you don't get anything for that, do you?
Yeah, and that gives you over $200 in swag. You can get 2 pairs of XX2i Optics free sunglasses, which is a Rudy Project brand. There's a great tech tee we've put together. There's a free training session from Athletic Republic, free set of lock laces. There's all sorts of goodies in the swag bag.
Very, very, very cool. So, again, where do we go? And if we're not a runner, what do we do? By the way, I registered and I ran 6 miles in your honor 2 days ago, or in Winter's honor or father's honor. I went out to do a 1 or 2 or 3 mile thing, and I just kept on going, and it kept on going. And I swear to God, it was because of Winter that I did 6 miles that day. I don't go fast, but it was a lot for me.
Yeah, well, thank you for doing that. So if you'd like to join the event, visit athlete.com/S1X or 6. If you don't want to run but you'd like to participate, you can sponsor Winter's Miles at athlete.com/winter.
How many has she committed to doing?
Winter's going to run 100 miles in the month of September.
Okay, and tell us very quickly about her marathon world record attempt.
Sure. So one of the things she did after her dad passed away was she decided that she wanted to set a record in his honor. And the record she decided on was to become the youngest ever to complete a marathon on all seven continents. So she's five continents in.
Wow.
And has, you know, broke a world record by being the youngest ever to complete a marathon on Antarctica, placed the first women overall on the Inca Trail Marathon in Peru that I ran with her.
I didn't know that. She did it too. Oh, my gosh. And she started this when she was how old, the first marathon?
13.
This is amazing. Listen, we're out of time, Drew. I'm very sorry to cut you short, but I'll see you at Dad Chat tonight. Very quickly, where can people find you?
Athlete.com. That's the best place to find me. And if you want to talk to me directly, just contact us. They'll get to me.
And to find Winter, what are the handles on Twitter?
Oh, yes, thanks. So Winter, the best way to contact her is at Team Winter, all one word. My Twitter handle is at Dizzo, D-I-Z-Z-O.
Absolutely fabulous. Love having you on the show. I will see you figuratively tonight at Dad Chat. Stay tuned for Therapy Rap after these messages.
He's a motherfucking G, yeah. Your first kid, round two, 3 years later, it's time to leave showbiz. Gets a divorce, now he's single again. Time to start slaying with ladies, cause he's the man. Settles down a couple years later with the dope.